and on the line I have the Dublin Food Co-op manager, Aoife Hammond. Hello, good afternoon to you, Aoife.
Hello, Noel. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Before we talk about this new project, well, your first launch, actually, tell us a bit about the Food Co-op.
Okay, so the Dublin Food Co-op is a members' cooperative. So essentially what we have set up is we've got a cooperative shop, and that runs out of our premises in Kilmainham. Now, a members' cooperative is it's a consumers' cooperative, and that really means that we have a membership. And those memberships, that membership can make a decision, all the decisions about how we want to run, so what we want to buy, how we want to buy it, how we want to actually organise and operate. So currently what we do is we sell Whole Foods, it's a vegetarian cooperative. It's been going for 36 years, so 36 years this year.
Wow.
And yeah, it's great. And really the biggest thing for us is that we purchased our premises a year ago. It's coming up to our year's birthday in Kilmainham next Sunday week. So we're really looking forward to that.
And is it Dublin worldwide, or is it just for that particular area?
With our membership, so we're based in Kilmainham, but anyone can be a member.
Okay.
So we've got members all over Dublin. We've got members that travel from all over the country. Sometimes there's a few members that we have that do a few big shops over throughout the year. So they travel from Sligo. There's a few people coming from Galway. So we have members from all over the place. But we're based in Kilmainham.
And I'm sure that having your own premises now has made all the difference.
Oh, it's made a huge difference. So really over the last, we've gone for 36 years and we've moved from spot to spot. We were in Newmarket for the last 11 years. Before that, we were in premises in Pier Street. It was obviously great, especially being in Newmarket, because we managed to have a very big community space. We had a cafe, we had our shop, we had a place where we could do events and workshops and training. But obviously, we knew that we would have to change, obviously, with how things are going with the property market. And we always knew we were going to have to change, but we changed premises, but we were really lucky. When we managed to actually purchase our spot in Kilmainham now, so it's really great to actually settle down.
Okay, and in all the moving, have you had a chance to evolve and change over the years?
Well, it's been really within the last year, I guess that's been the biggest change for us, because we've gone from quite a large space to a small shop operation. There's bonuses to that, but and there's downsides. Obviously, we have a small spot now, so we don't have so much of a community space, but we're really kind of taking that as an opportunity to grow our community in other ways. And that's where the kind of community development program has come from, because we're trying to make sure that just because we have a small premises doesn't mean that we have a small community.
Mm-hmm.
And our community is just growing. We're up to almost 3,000 members now. So.
Okay, and is the people that actually work there, is that the way it works? And is there
volunteer
base? So are you going to tell me?
We do. We have volunteers. So we've got 15 staff, and then we have 150 volunteers. Now, our board is voluntary, and then we have volunteers working in a number of different roles. We have volunteers working in our shop. We have volunteers helping out with our communications and our administration. So we've got the board as well. So volunteers are involved in kind of every aspect of the organisation.
Okay, now you say that it's the launch of the first community development. I was thinking it happened on the 12th, the programme. So is this a bigger programme that you've done before? Because you used the word first community development programme.
Well, we've done, you know, over the years we've had all different types of community events, and, you know, we used to have big events. We had yoga running in our old premises. We had the flea markets running out of there. We had all sorts of community activities, but we didn't have a kind of a clear community engaged education program. So that's what we wanted to do, in a way, to kind of ensure that the sustainability of the co-op and the co-op community continues on, but also to engage with our local community and to engage with the wider environmental community as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to just kind of bring a highlight onto the things that we're interested in and that we're focused on in the co-op. So really what we're doing in this program is we're focusing on sustainability, community, environmental preservation, self-sufficiency, all of those things that are important to us as a co-op and that we feel are relevant for the wider community.
Okay. And is the idea of workshops, is that new to the co-op?
Or
is it just for the programme?
No, the whole programme is really a new idea for us. We've never really done a community development programme in the past. So this is kind of the first one. It's going very well. Next week is our second course is starting. We're doing a zero waste cookery workshop. And that's starting next Monday evening. And that's going to run for 4 Mondays. And that's based in Rigger's Cafe in Dublin 8. So what we wanted to do is just, as part of the programme, to use local areas, so either local cafes or we're using the Inchcore Social Club as well to run the actual programme out of. So that means that we're more engaged with the local community as well and what's going on within our community.
Okay. Lots of things happening over the month, of course. You have a tour and a film screening. Can you tell me what that's about? That's in Ballymun.
So we had the film screening 2 weeks ago in Ballymun, and that was in the Rediscovery Centre. So we've got some good links with the Rediscovery Centre. Obviously, they're the centre for the circular economy. They're all about sustainability, recycling, and kind of changing people's mind frames about how they're engaging in a more sustainable way. What we wanted to do is show our co-op members and bring other people in to actually see the centre. The centre in Ballymun is amazing. It was great to get a tour of the place. They've got, they do workshops, constant kind of workshops for upcycling bikes, furniture. They have a paint scheme. So that was amazing. And then we showed a film screening of a film, Food Co-op. So that's a film, a kind of a documentary based on the Park Slope Food Co-op in New York.
Okay.
So it was great to watch that and to kind of just show people how other co-ops are doing it in other places.
Okay, and a lot of the things, this is running nearly for a year now, so are you updating all the time or have you got everything perfectly worked out?
No, there's obviously going to be things that we're adding into it, but for the next 6 months, we kind of have a set programme, and then, you know, next year, we'd like to go on and do the programme again, and obviously things will change and things will be added in, and I just met with the Donore Credit Union today. And they're going to come and actually do a talk for the members as well about kind of community, about the history of credit union and support for the community from the credit union in terms of loans and funding. So that's something that we're adding in over the next 6 months. And then there's obviously a lot more things are going to grow from this. So, you know, if there's projects of interest or if there's trips of interest for us, and for the members, then we'll definitely add those in as we're going along.
As you say, Aoife, you learn as you go, and that's what the programme is all about, even for yourselves. Incidentally, the funding you mentioned there with the price of premises and all like that, how are you funded?
So we run a retail shop, and obviously that funds itself from people actually purchasing produce. But for our funding for our premises, we were funded mostly by Community Finance Ireland. They're a community lenders. They support social enterprises, community groups, and small kind of socially focused business. So it was amazing to be able to get a decent amount of funding to actually purchase our premises. We also got funded from the Donore Credit Union, and then we did a fundraiser last year in September, and that was to help with the fit out. So we got funding from our supporters and our membership, and they could purchase lifetime membership. So that was, you could essentially sign up as a co-op member for the rest of your life. So there was lots of people that were interested in that. So that was brilliant. And we also offered a loan note scheme. So our members could actually loan to the co-op and then that would be paid up to pay back in a number of years. So it really was a whole community pulling together to make sure that this move happened and that we managed to actually secure a new premises.
Okay, as I said, the program's running for nearly a year and people can get information at dublinfood.coop to view all the programmes. Anything else, Aoife, that you want to get out there for people? Do you want people to join? Are you looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for volunteers. Currently, we have about 150 volunteers. That number is growing, and the range of things that volunteers can do is growing as well. So if you're interested in communications or working in the shop or being involved with us in any way, drop us a line. You can do so on the website. Also, in terms of funding for this programme, we're getting funding from ICOS. That's the Irish Cooperative Organisation Society. Mm-hmm. So we're running the programme in partnership. But we are looking for community funding. So if there are community funding bodies or anyone who would like to be involved, the funding will go towards securing places on the programme for people that maybe don't have the income to actually attend a lot of the courses. We want to make this program as accessible as possible. So if you don't have the funds to attend, we'd like you to attend anyway, because we think that education should be for everybody. But and then the way that we're working that is that we're getting funding from community organizations and like-minded organizations.
I have to say congratulations to yourself and everybody involved in it, because I mean, in these times, the strife that's out there and all sorts of things is happening, it's great to see people being self-sufficient and looking after themselves as well. And people can look up Dublin Food Co-op for all the information and if they want to get involved. Listen, great talking to you. Congratulations to everybody involved. Thank you very much, Aoife.
Lovely. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And that's, that's Aoife Hammond, General Manager of the Dublin Food Co-op. Terrific, isn't it? Absolutely terrific. And you can look up dublinfood.coop for all information on the programme.